the KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, we're glad you tuned in. You've heard probably throughout the morning, including either announcements from me or during the broadcast of Grace to You, our brother in Christ, John MacArthur, graduated to heaven, I want to say last night. I think it was last night, but it certainly was yesterday. And if you go to our website at klyt.fm, you'll see we've paid tribute to him there. And there's a hyperlink if you click on the picture there. We also have pinned it to the top of our website. So, go and find out more if you like, if you haven't heard the details. But do pray for his congregation. Pray for the team at Grace to You, who've done a fantastic job over the years bringing us content and John's teaching. Actually, I went on one of the sites that was available and shared a memory. I will tell you my memory, early John MacArthur. I've been in Christian radio for 30 or 40 years, easily closer to 40. My Christian radio career started at a Christian music station. So I wasn't that familiar with a lot of the teaching programs that were available at the time. And I moved to the Chicago area and worked for a station that played programs primarily, and went to a John MacArthur planted church in the south suburbs there. And it was the kind of church where, your church may be this way. You go to Sunday school, adults, and then you go to service. And the Sunday school was just listening to teachings from John MacArthur and discussing what we were listening to. So that was kind of my introduction to John MacArthur. And then I got involved with the radio ministry at Calvary Church Albuquerque back in the 90s. And since that time, whether it was a station we operated in the past at 107.1 FM, which is now the Bible Broadcast Network, but when we were operating that station, we aired John MacArthur. And when the format on 88.3 FM, KLYT, switched to teaching primarily as opposed to music, we've aired John, all those years, decades of listening to teaching from John MacArthur, and God willing, we'll just see more decades roll off as really what he's left is timeless. I was reading something about the way he liked to teach. He didn't often include cultural references. His teaching really, I don't know how intentional this was, but it is designed for the long haul, because the Bible is the Bible, and the truths of the Bible, they don't change. And what he's done is created something. It's a legacy of teaching that people will continue to listen to, God willing, for decades to come. But do be in prayer for the folks at Grace to You, at Grace Community Church, and for John's family and friends. I know some of you will, you'll be able to tune in and hear him 9 a.m. And 8 p.m. daily on KLYT for the time being. Have no plans to do anything different. Like I said, that could happen for a very long time. But go find out more at our website at klyt.fm or our Facebook page, and keep those in prayer. That are weeping. We want to weep with those who weep. In studio with us, Mary and Riley are here from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Talk about a ministry that's gone on a little while, right? Johnny and Friends.
Yes. Long time.
Yeah. Do we know?
Well, I can tell you we just had our 35th year of family retreat.
Okay. Right. And yeah, it was several years, I'm sure, before.
Add about 15 on that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, closer. Yeah, that makes sense. Closer to 50 years of ministry. Johnny, we were talking a little bit off the air just about what an encouragement she is. You know, when Mary came in, I said, "Hey, what do you know? How's Johnny doing? How's Ken doing?" I'm not a young guy, and they're older than me. Even when I can't even remember if I've ever actually met Johnny. All I get from Johnny is if she wasn't feeling well, you wouldn't know about it anyway.
That's right. Every time one of her messages comes on through YouTube or through my Facebook, it just makes me stop and smile because I know I'm about to hear huge encouragement.
Yeah. She is a great encouragement. Now, for those not familiar, and I'll throw this to either of you or both of you, tell us what people might not know about Johnny and Friends, including those who may know Johnny and Friends. By the way, Johnny is a lady, J-O-N-I. Most of our listeners know that, but if it's new to you, I'll let you tell them more about the organization.
Okay. So Johnny and Friends, New Mexico is who we are, and we are serving the state of New Mexico and the state of Colorado. Johnny and Friends, the organization, has been serving people with disabilities, so families and veterans and churches and people around the world with access to mobility, so wheelchairs. We go into churches and help train staff, pastors, and volunteers how to have your church be a welcoming church for those with disabilities. So we do disability etiquette training. And then we help train up churches to do respites so they can provide them on site. And the church takes over, we bless and release, and it's their event.
And, you know, our listeners, that should not be unfamiliar to them. And right now, let me see. I'm trying to see if you've added church. No, it's pretty much the same churches, which let's speak to that. You know, I don't want to play the Holy Spirit in convicting churches what to do. I'm not. I really am not. But you might be listening and hear about the respite nights or respite times.
Yes.
Because some of them are afternoons.
Correct.
But currently, Paragon Church is part of that, New Covenant, Grace Church, Trinity at the Marketplace.
They started last November.
Yeah.
And they just did their second event, or their second event is coming up this next weekend.
Pastor Michael's a neat guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
I'm biased. One of my kids go there.
We also have Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. They've done one in the past, and they're looking forward to doing another one for us coming up.
ACCH.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They found a way
for their kids to serve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And if you're not familiar with ACCH, 4kids.org, I think, you should go check out that organization. What a beautiful campus they have. Right?
Yes.
I always think when I go over there, I need to bring my fishing pole. It's like right on the Rio Grande. Yeah.
It's awesome.
But no, the respite nights, you mentioned those. If a church does want to get involved, I'm going to throw this to your operations.
Sure.
Riley.
Hi. Yeah. Well, so if a church wants to get involved by hosting a respite event, which if you're unfamiliar with what a respite event is, it is a night or a time where the church comes together to serve families with disabilities in the church as well as in the community surrounding the church by providing respite,
right,
and respite event or respite night for their kiddos to come hang out. It'll be like VBS style songs, dinner or lunch or whatever time.
Maybe
you hold
a creative activity of some kind.
There's usually crafts, there's usually games, and just overall fun. We've seen a hot air balloon from Grace Church. We've seen a bunch of different creative ways of hosting these events, but it's a way to bless these families with disabilities by providing them time, the caregivers and the parents' time, to maybe go get groceries, to have a date night. I've seen families have, because we have kiddos with disabilities and also their siblings who may not have a disability, parents will take their older siblings who don't have a disability and have one-on-one time with them, go see a movie or something like that.
And sometimes those siblings stay at the respite night.
Yeah, sometimes they like to serve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, I'm speaking like experience. I've just heard enough about it. I'll be transparent. I've never been to one. But I know, Mary, I'm invited.
Took the words out of my mouth.
But, you know, the other thing that comes from it is the buddies, you know, the volunteers who get, you know, connected with one of the guests at the respite event. And I'm going to guess there's like lifelong friendships that happen.
From all of our events.
Yeah. And, you know, anytime you go to serve, you know, I'm going to go on a short-term mission trip. I'm going to go build something. I'm going to bless them. You know, and it's true. That's your heart intent and you go do it.
Yeah.
But what happens? you get blessed.
Yep.
You
know,
and one more point on respites for church listening. Know that Johnny and Friends will come in and train all of your volunteers so that by the time you're welcoming the guests, your people are equipped and they know what to do.
It's not rocket surgery. I did that on purpose. It's not.
And it's so easy. It's so easy to get involved. You just call me or Mary or send us an email and we'll help you get it started.
So we encourage you to go to the website. It's Johnny, J-O-N-I. You need to spell out and. I don't think you can use the ampersand on any website. But johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico and find out more. There's all kinds of great information on the website. We're going to walk through some of that. We got a few minutes before we go to a break. Any more on the respites?
We've got one coming up this weekend, so if you're curious, join us at Trinity at the Marketplace on July 19th.
Ken, I think that's on Chama, just south of Manal. Sound right?
Yes, and go on their site beforehand so that you can register.
And if you don't know where that is, I'll tell you, it's just southeast of Louisiana and Manal.
Yes.
So if you're going east on Manal, just past Louisiana, watch for Chama, turn south, and I think you almost run, if you go down, you almost like run into the church if you kept going.
Yep.
Trinity at the Marketplace. What a sweet, sweet, not just Trinity, all of these fellowships I'm somewhat familiar with, and they're just sweet, sweet fellowships. There's a lot of great churches in Albuquerque, and I'm speaking to people that attend right now some of those churches. And your sweet fellowship might consider doing this. I don't know if you need to talk to someone in a place of authority, probably at your church, you probably should do that. But be prepared to make that call yourself.
Sure.
And be the touch point at your community for getting one of these started in your church.
Yeah. And come visit one that's happening.
There you go.
So you can
visit
see
this
it in
week.
Action.
This week. Yeah. Right. And now, I'm sorry, you said it's this Saturday, Friday. Yeah. Is it Saturday?
It's Saturday.
Okay. Because sometimes they are Friday, right? Yes. It'll be this Saturday at Trinity at the Marketplace. And what's the time?
You can go to
their site and find out.
I believe it's 12 to 4.
Okay. And it's trinity.org/events/respite-event to find out more. So it's an afternoon event.
Yeah.
If someone wants to just pop by and check it out, do they need to register?
Or? It'd be best if they registered, but they could show up. It just know that it'll be in action. There'll be people with certain duties that they're doing. They're running it and making sure the kids stay safe.
Yeah. And they're going to ask who you are.
Yep.
Like if I showed up, we call it a DLR. It doesn't look right. Yeah. Okay, we're just having fun. I told you, when we were getting started, Mary, she brought her notes, and it's an organic conversation. But you know what? It's just family hanging out and talking. And we hope that you're going to have fun by being a part of one of these events, whether you're hosting one or volunteering at one. And maybe your church can't be a part of it, but you can reach out to these churches that are doing it and see what kind of volunteer assistance they need that you can sign up for. Is that?
That's correct. In fact, we did training this last weekend at Trinity for all of their new volunteers.
And do some of those volunteers then not only do it at Trinity, but then?
Sure.
Yeah, they'll bounce around. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Well, this isn't just another ministry or an add-on to your church.
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to think that, it's just another thing that we got to do.
Yeah.
Families with disabilities are actively in your community.
Yeah.
And are looking for support.
Yeah, it's something you get to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really. And, when we mentioned the buddies earlier, the volunteers are going not only at their church, but at other churches. Well, their buddy is probably at that respite event. So good stuff. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and visit a little more with Mary and Riley. The website, though, again, for Johnny and Friends New Mexico, it's Johnny, J-O-N-I, and friends.org/new-Mexico. Coming up later in the hour, Jeremiah's Place is here. We're going to find out about an event they have coming up. Their fashion show is just around the corner. I went last year to the fashion show. You talk about leaving with a happy heart, man. I had a blast.
Supported them the year before.
Yeah, I mean, they're just so much fun.
Yes.
We're going to catch up with them. And not only the fashion show, but the other things they have available in way of service to the community and maybe your family or sphere of influence. We'll let you know more later in the hour, but we'll come back more with Mary and Riley, Johnny and Friends of New Mexico, right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, in studio with us, Mary and Riley are here with Johnny and Friends of New Mexico. You know, the best conversations, the good radio always happens when we're at a break, and you hear that often. And we're talking through, you know, earlier on our first segment, we talked about what a blessing the disabled community is in, you know, here in New Mexico, and some of which are friends that I've been acquainted with for years. Brady was on the air with us last year sometime, shortly after the banquet. But yeah, you started to tell a story off the air. Tell the story on the air. We're at the banquet.
We're at Johnny and Friends Evening of Hope.
Yeah.
And Brady was there, and he started to shout out to me, and I was speaking on stage and just and realized that you were in the room,
yeah,
Steve. And I went, oh, a perfect match, because Brady had told me his dream was to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Radio host.
Yeah. We made it happen.
Right. And so Brady came in, his mom came in, and dad sat out waiting for us, and Brady got to talk on
He was
air.
Great.
He was thrilled.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He's going to get my job.
I told Riley,
tell him to start a podcast. Stay away from my job. No, but we got to have him back in. I love my buddy Brady.
Yeah.
There's a community that's just, you know, there that so many of us, I think for some, the truth is some people, I don't know if intimidated or feel awkward or, you know, and people are people. And once you make a connection, you realize there's nothing awkward or, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Like I said, in the first segment, you know, you get to know some of the disabled community. Here in Albuquerque or in New Mexico. Now, we have listeners in Las Cruces, Cannon Air Force Base, Portales. What would you say to those listeners as far as respite events and the retreats? And
reach out to us
At
Johnny and Friends. And in fact, they could call either Riley or myself or Liz Tafoya, who is our ministry relations manager. And she can talk to their church, go through how to set one of these up, and she can go out and train and get them ready to do it.
Okay, so
love to see that.
Yeah, this is just, it's not just Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, Bernalillo, Central New Mexico.
Correct.
It's the state and Colorado.
Colorado as well.
I don't know if anyone, actually, we do have, I've seen from some of our analytics, some people that stream KLYT.fm in Colorado, if you're listening. Reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And you can email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. Ladies, correct me if I'm wrong. The phone number here says 835-5263.
Correct.
Okay. And that's on the website as well at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. I'm going to have you repeat all of that. You guys will get it, but a listener, you know, hopefully you're writing some of that down. All right. There's much more than respite nights. What would you like to tell the listener about?
I would love to have Riley share a little bit about our family retreat. It was her first one on staff.
Okay.
My second one. And I'd love to hear what you have to share about that, Riley.
Yeah. So for anybody who's not familiar with family retreat, it's the best week of the year.
Yeah.
That's the way I phrase it. It's a little slice of heaven on earth. And so for an entire week in the summer, we bring families with disabilities down to Lone Tree Ranch in Capitan, New Mexico. And we make things like zip lines accessible for people who are wheelchair users. We make giant 40-foot tall swings, 40-foot tall water slides accessible.
Yeah.
for people to go down who typically would not be able to get to do those things. And we just surround them with community, fun, friendship. Every kiddo gets a buddy for the week, and they all hang out together and they learn about Jesus. They learn about the gospel, and they receive the respite and care they need.
How's Steve at
He's doing so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Riley's finding out that, you know, this guy knows everybody. I also know everything.
I also worked down there with him.
Okay.
So I was one of his staff before I came on here.
My kids grew up going to Fort Lone Tree and Lone Tree. but I just said I know. I don't. That's a lie. But kind of.
His nose is growing.
Yeah. Kind of.
I'll tell him you said hi.
Yeah. 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 My son Joffrey, our oldest, he'll remember the... now, this is with the times. My son is almost 40. they did an X-Files video down there for the Calvary youth group.
I've seen it.
Okay. Yeah, Joffrey's the one that's all spaced out.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And
the rest of the kids, those are my, they all, you know, I've got 12 grandkids now. So, yeah. You've seen it.
Yes. I was the videographer down there before
this
position, which was such a blessing.
It's nice to know it's in the archives. So the family retreat, which just happened 24th through the 12th, what was your favorite part of the retreat?
Oh, my goodness. That's such a hard question. Really, just getting to see all the families together. It's hard not to say the talent show at the end of the week where we have all the kiddos and all the people display their talents and have fun. Even the parents get involved and just kind of go crazy with it. But I think my favorite is just when the new families come in, and you can always see that they're always so shocked. We had a family come in this year who they were like, my daughter just went off with their buddy, and we don't, like, they knew where they were, but they were like, we're not, she doesn't want to hang out with us. She doesn't want to be around us. What do we do? And I was like, go sleep.
Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. Respite.
Yeah.
Why don't you get some respite? Enjoy the time. And know your daughter's being well cared for.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So right around the corner of the Warrior Retreat, the Warrior Getaway, which you actually need to apply to be a part of this. And is now correct me if I'm wrong, it's set up for first responders and military, or?
Correct. Mainly American military.
Yeah.
But we have had first responders attend as well, and they're welcome. And it is, it's much like the family retreat, only a quieter, smaller scale. We deal with PTSD, moral injury, just the different things that our veterans.
And that actually just finished. So that'll be next summer. It was July 1st
Correct.
Through the 5th, right?
Correct.
And then the rest of it that's coming up this weekend. Talk to us about the coffee and care group.
Well, every month, the last Tuesday of the month, we have a coffee and care group. It's maybe a different location each time, but it's a time for caregivers to get together, relax, enjoy, and really just talk and share.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of the word.
Yeah.
Sometimes somebody may do some presentation, but a lot of times it's people talking and saying, hey, I just ran into this issue, and someone will go, oh, we went through that.
Yeah.
And this is how we solved it. So it's sharing and helping each other.
So you're not alone.
Yes.
And able to hold up one another's arms.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
What a great opportunity for that. If you want to find out more about the Coffee and Care Group, reach out to Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Let me give you that contact again. For any of this, by the way, it's Area 505. Sorry, you 575ers in southern New Mexico. You have to make a long distance. Not that you get charged for it. I'm old enough to remember. You know, oh, it's going to cost. No, it's not. Get on your cell phone and make the call. 575-835-5263. Or New Mexico at johnnyandfriends.org, J-O-N-I, johnnyandfriends.org.
We'd love for people to sign up for our newsletter. So it's something that we send out every 2 months, and that will give them update information. Like, we have our barn dance in the fall coming up. That's free to the community, barbecue. Lots of churches have booths there, and lots of people in the community come and have just a great time.
So where on the website is the newsletter? Let me see.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
And we will get you signed up on that.
That's a good way, because then, you know, you get to know someone a little bit. Yeah, there you go. That number again is 505-835-5263. The newsletter will keep you informed. I have Mary for that. She keeps me informed. I get the email. And
you are welcome.
Yeah. well, we have a couple minutes. And actually, let's take the time because there's an annual calendar that you guys go through. It's filled with respites, coffee and care. In May, was there a golf tournament?
There was, yes.
Did you get out there?
I did.
Did you golf?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Did you play the whole round?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a golfer.
How'd it go?
It was fun.
People, you know, when I talk a little bit like I know, they go, oh, you're a golfer. I go, I go.
We would love to see golfers from out there come.
Here's me being honest. Golfers. I've broken, I can count on one hand how many times I've broken 100. But it's like bogey and a half golf at my best. It's good enough that it's good enough that it's like, okay, I can come back and do this, but you got to do it a lot to be good.
It's just like this, Steve. It's having fun, hanging out with friends and having a good day.
Yeah. And raising money for Johnny and Friends, New Mexico.
A great cause.
Yeah. How did the weather work out? Did you guys have a good day?
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where'd you go?
Sandia.
Okay. Resort golf.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, a resort golf. I've had that conversation with you.
No.
If you hit anywhere near the grass at resort golf, it rolls to the middle.
My favorite kind of golf.
Yeah, it's feel good golf. It's not an easy course, but it's feel good golf. It'll bring you back.
Well, we set it up as a scramble.
Yeah.
So
you play this ball. Scrambles are always easy. Yeah.
Hey, I'd love to do a shout out to anybody listening right now who may be dealing with a disability.
Yeah.
Someone in your family, someone who maybe hasn't been going to church because you're feeling a little bit isolated and alone. Our job at Johnny and Friends is to help set you up, get you connected to a local church.
As we already said, you're not alone.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a community.
Yeah, and I just kind of felt like we needed to do a little shout out right now.
Yeah, someone's
to
maybe
someone listening to say, reach out to us.
Maybe you have the disability. Mm-hmm. Ages?
Any age.
Yeah.
Any age.
Whether you're, you know, your child in a family and, you know, take the phone number or the email, connect with, get your family connected, or you connect 505-835-5263 or email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. Thanks for sharing that, Mary. Sure.
I'm just thinking someone may be isolated. Yeah. And if you don't have transportation, we've seen churches set up taxis that have the ability to bring someone with a wheelchair.
Okay.
So they have a special setup. So reach out and we'll help you find what it is you need in order to get into the body of Christ.
Yeah. I'm going to say it again. You are not alone. Mm-hmm. That means the community and Jesus.
Yes.
There's hope and there's help. And there's a community waiting to get to know you better.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, Mary and Riley, we're pretty well out of time, but I do want to throw it back to you because you could be sitting there and it's like, I wish this guy would stop talking so I could tell them about, like you did. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Riley?
Like we said before, you're not alone. Reach out to us. Attend one of our events. We'll have Play Day in the Park. We'll have Barn Dance. These are all low-risk events for you to come and attend and just enjoy and get to know some people. If you're a family with a disability, or even if you're somebody who's looking to volunteer and get involved because God's calling you to it.
And if you feel led to come alongside a family, know that you can donate through Johnny and Friends, and we'll make sure that the funds are going to support somebody in need.
Is the Barn Dance still over off Rio Grande Boulevard?
Yes.
Yeah, what a blast that is.
Yeah.
lots of fun. And that's coming up in October. So we'll, God willing, we'll be making announcements about that. You'll come back and remind us. But our announcers hopefully will be making mentions about that and how people can connect. That's what a great way to introduce yourself to Johnny and Friends at that Barn Dance in October. And that's going to be here. We're going to turn around. It's going to be here.
Yes.
You know. All right. Well, appreciate your time again, Mary and Riley, and look forward to having you back in next month.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate all right. Here's the website. It's johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. The phone number is 505-835-5263. and email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. Jeremiah's Place is on deck. They're going to come in and let you know about that fashion show and more when we get back after the break on ABQ Connect.